Okay, so what's the etiology of adductor? Okay, it can be psychogenic. I do believe there's some cases out there, but today most people attribute it to neurological causes. They link it to a dystonia, which is a disturbance in muscle movement, or it is possible we don't know what causes it. Okay, but right now the most commonly believed cause is neurological. The usual onset is during middle age. And so again, like I said, the NDSA put in a bunch of videos. I had this on a VCR tape, and now they've got it all online, so you can see some of these things and snippets, and they'll talk about what caused it, okay? Now, the NSDA is very strong on the fact that it's neurological, because so many of the people that are involved with that organization were initially diagnosed as crazy, and you'll hear them say that. And I do think that that's very, very, very rare, okay, that it is more likely to be neurological in origin because it does respond to treatments that do focus on that. So again, onsets in middle age, although I've seen several people in town that started in their 20s or in their teens, okay? What's the pathology or the symptoms, okay? It begins as a nonspecific hoarseness. Okay, so they're just hoarse. They think it's a cold, but it doesn't go away, and it gets progressively worse. You start getting the laryngospasms because that breaks up the hoarseness. So here's where you think the neurological part is coming in. They often associate an upper respiratory infection with the onset, and that's what I've said numerous times, and it's hard to understand, but it is true. You get this upper respiratory infection, and I think the muscles kind of give up. I don't know what to say. I mean, it was starting, then you get this cold or whatever, and then the muscles kind of give into it, and you start getting a little bit worse. So they'll talk about that. The interesting thing is that, and this is true of both types of adductor and abductor spasmodic dysphonia, it can be normal in spontaneous speech. Going back to my mega marathoner, he could yell, "Bring me a beer," to his wife in the kitchen, okay? No problem at all. But if he wanted to tell you something important, he would lose his voice. And that's very, very true in adductor as well. So answering the phone or something like that, very, very difficult. But if they're not thinking about it, then it will come out. If they're under exertion, you know, working in the yard or whatever, maybe they can't talk, okay? And emotional stress always makes it worse. So again, another video where you can listen to people talk about these things. And what I want you to get out of listening to those videos is how desperate these people are for a cure, because it really does affect their life. They very often lose their jobs, not able to continue doing what they had done before.